today I'd like to talk to you about Charles Wade Barkley. Charles Barkley, nicknamed Chuck, Sir Charles, the Round Mound of Rebound, born February 20th, 1963 in Leeds, Alabama, 6'6", 252 pounds, went to Auburn University between 1981 and 1984. In the 1984 draft, he was drafted in the first round. He was the fifth pick overall, selected by the Philadelphia 76ers. Amazing power forward, played for the Sixers, and then the Phoenix Suns, and then the Houston Rockets. He's got a load of amazing things that he's known for. NBA Most Valuable Player, 11-time NBA All-Star, NBA All-Star Game MVP, 5-time All-NBA First Team, 5-time All-NBA Second Team, All-NBA Third Team, NBA All-Rookie First Team, NBA Rebounding Leader in 1987. His number 34 has been retired by the Sixers. His number 34 has been retired by the Phoenix Suns. The NBA's 50th anniversary all-time team, third team All-American, SEC Player of the Year, and his number 34 is retired by Auburn. He's got 23,757 points for a 22.1 points per game average. His rebounds, 12,546 for an 11.7 rebounds per game average, and his 4,215 assists for a 3.9 assists per game average. He's got gold medals from Barcelona with the Dream Team in 1992 and in Atlanta in 1996. And then the FIBA Americas Championship in 1992 in Portland. He's a member of both the College Basketball Hall of Fame and the Basketball Hall of Fame. And he was raised in poverty, raised himself up, and is known for a lot of different things. He does a great job on the Turner Network television show. And he is just hilarious to watch with Shaquille O'Neal and Kenny Smith and Ernie Johnson. He had a commercial that came out for Nike back in 1993, and he said this. He says, he comes on, he goes, "I am not a role model. I'm not paid to be a role model. I'm paid to wreak havoc on the basketball court. Parents should be role models." And basically the gist of it was, just because I can dunk a basketball doesn't mean I should be known as a role model. I'm not paid to raise your kids. And he got a lot of controversy over that one, a lot of complaints. But the reality is, he's right. A lot of times who we are looking to be a leader in the lives of our children should be parents. They should be the ones involved. I can see both sides of this. Well, definitely, if he was a Christian, if he's having an understanding, and there are times where he'll talk about things of God in his opportunities to talk, but we come to Titus chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, and it says this: "Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us." And so he's saying, in all respects, that rightly goes qualifying young men and emphasizing the comprehensiveness of this admonition. This word "model," Titus had a special obligation to exemplify the moral and spiritual qualities about which he was to admonish others. So whatever I'm saying others should do, I should be willing to be that real person. In sound speech, he's saying, in your daily conversation. So nothing evil to say about you. So he's saying the purpose of godly living is to silence the opponents of Christianity and the gospel and make the power of Christ believable. And so it might be something that Charles says, "I don't want you to look to me to be a person that's a role model." But if you're a Christian, if you claim to be somebody that is a follower of Christ, then you are a role model. And people should be able to look at you in your public times and in your private times and say, that person's speech lines up with what he, how he lives his life. His lifestyle lines up with what he says, and they balance each other. So how are you doing today? Are you a role model? Would you be something that other parents would say, yeah, I would like my kid to live like that person?